You are listening to Real World News.
By the end of last week, it was reported that Arnulfo Aguilar, founder and director of Honduran Radio Uno from San Pedro Sula, was attacked outside his house on April the 27th after criticizing the Honduran army on air. My show goes from 9 to 11, and we were talking about the armament present in NACO, which supposedly got lost. At the end of the show, I had a hunch. By 11, I left the radio, and when I was getting home, I saw 8 to 10 people. I opened the fence, got in, and closed it quickly, but 4 of them jumped over the fence, said Aguilar, according to Honduran website Revistazo.com. The journalist, who is being protected after a recommendation by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, linked the attack to the fact that he made reference on his radio show to information leaked by WikiLeaks that linked the Honduran armed forces with the black market of weapons in Mexico and Colombia. According to Aguilar, the men who attacked him aimed to kill him, but he managed to alert his neighbors and they were able to call the police. Revistazo.com reported that Radio Uno has been the target of several violent acts since a coup d'etat that took place in Honduras in 2009, such as attacks to the radio facilities and threats against the radio workers. As an example, on September 15, 2010, police officers raided illegally the radio during the broadcast of an event called by the National Front of Popular Resistance, which was being repressed by the police. Since March 2011, several journalists have been attacked or threatened for having positions contrary to Porfirio Lobo's regime.
You are listening to Real World News.